there's covenants that were written with the original deeds of this property was 25 feet from the property line. We should stick with that because everybody else has or tried to, unless they snuck something in. The original trailer that they tore down was snuck in. They got it in there and nobody come out and checked it out or nothing. They let them go. It was too long to be there in the first place. As far as setbacks from the side, it's almost on the property line because the guy that owned it went to the neighbors, asked if he could build a walkway around the side of the trailer because he was going to be on their property line. Somebody should check that out. The original covenants are 5 feet. As I understand it, now it's 7.5 to beat out there. And I looked up lot lines, found the pins, and measured back to where those flags are that are in that pile of rock. And they're about 5 foot, about 4 foot too far ahead. Just eyeballing it, right?
Talking to the side, 4 feet to the side?
From the front.
From the front?
From the front. They're 2 foot close to the road. I'm a builder. I was a builder, not now. I'm 80 years old. But I was a builder, and I worked carpenter all my life. I worked as a subcontractor. I worked on my own first when I moved out here, and I worked as a subcontractor for three other builders. Try to put the house on the fit the lot. You make the lot fit the house. You make the house fit the lot. I built a house out addition in Massachusetts. I wanted 2 more feet. I finally just backed down, said the heck with it. I didn't fight it because I was proud of the lot, even though there was plenty of room, and even though the neighbors didn't want it. I backed off, just backed off and lost it. If this double wide or whatever they're buying or putting in there doesn't fit, then they should buy one that fits. My book.
Where do you live?
I live.
Can you show us on the map?
Okay, from that, I own the property right at the end of the road.
Can you go over and show us if you want to?
I can't. I don't know if I can tell from that map. I can try.
Right there's one.
Okay.
There's a property right here. That's the lake, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That property right there. And the second lot up here, right there.
And you live on one of those?
I did live on this one for 11 years. I built a new house up there in the other one. It was a burnout, double wide burnout, the basement under. I bought it as is, and I built a new house up there. Stayed with the original 25 feet.
Can you zoom in? I can't tell that one right there, 215 or whatever that is.
The what?
Scott, can you zoom in into that, where he currently lives? Right here?
No, he's moved.
I'm right there.
No, that's the old. That's not where you live.
No, I live now. Second lot over up here. Where's the street at right there? Yeah, that one.
Now that, okay.
It's 239.
It's 25 feet, right here. These all line up.
Well, not necessarily, but the one to the left of it looks like it's pretty close.
This one up here.
What's that?
Somebody snuck that in. That's a fishing cabin. They snuck it in there. They built that addition on there. In the last couple of years, they built porch out there in front, clear out almost to the street. Nobody stopped anything. Yeah. You know? Let them go. And when this place here, double white, burnt down, it about burnt that one down because it had it on fire. And it about caught this garage here on fire, too. Because I had never seen one of the people deciding part of it. I worked as a carpenter then, but I was living down here at the other place.
Okay.
Trying to make a living out of the county, which, when you're used to bidding a job and putting your whole work in just the way it's going to be and what it's going to cost, not coming up and want $600 later, you know?
Yeah.
And I wasn't that way.
Okay. Do you guys have any questions?
But to me, covenants are covenants. Should be followed. Yeah. And if they want to, if it's 4 feet too close to the front, they should go out and measure it, get it exactly, and shorten the house.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Scott?
Scott, sorry, I can't read that. What are those numbers? What is it?
This one says 27. This one says 32. Yeah, I'm thinking we need to get a TV up here so it's clear. Yeah. I haven't approached it. Well, this house looks 32 to the center of the road. Are you going? This one's 27 to the center of the road. Yeah.
But from the line, it was 60.
Well, I just, looking at it and seeing where this is and floating, I figured that property line, this one's about 13 feet, and that one's 17.
And if you go back 22. Down to the original with the red superimposed new unit on it, measure that again for me. I remember.
Well, I just set that in there, but they're asking for 15, and that's what.
So approximately 15 is where your red line is currently?
The setback's 25, right? From the property line?
Correct.
So if you, the one we were just for a total example, the one we just measured right up there, that lot that belongs to Mr. Zimmer, was like 16 feet from the property line, right?
That's an estimate, 16 or 17.
So it's not even 25 feet.
25 feet puts the pavement.
But do you go by the pavement or do you go by the property line?
No, the property line.
So it should be the law.
These are real narrow, I think they're 30-foot road right-of-ways. So they're real narrow road right-of-ways.
Right.
And the road surface is actually pretty narrow.
But I'm trying to make sure I'm not misunderstanding this. We're talking about a setback of 25 feet from the property line, not from the center of the road or the edge of the road, right?
All setbacks are from property lines.
Okay. Yeah. So for example, just for my educational purposes, Mr. Zimmerer's lot is not 25 feet from the property line.
Well, the property line had to be in the road pavement. Yeah. Because if you just measure from, and these measurement tool from this I found to be accurate. The lines of the property lines float.
I was basically see like the shed back there is on the property line in the back. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that can't be that far off, right?
It doesn't look like it. That road's somewhat centered now. It could be two feet off.
So okay. You're measuring the center of the road because you know it should be 15 feet to the property line. Is that your reason for measuring the center?
Not roughly.
Because we're taking the setback from the center. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, but I think I understand a little better now. Okay. You had just thrown a lot of measurements, so I was just trying to make sure.
And I didn't realize you couldn't read them. I knew that's fuzzy.
It's really fuzzy.
I've worked on that lens. And I give up.
Okay.
So is his house 16 feet from the property line, or is it 25 feet from the property line?
Well, it's 25 feet from the road surface. This home is 25 feet from the road surface.
And with Beacon, we really can't tell exactly where the property line is.
No, that property line floats somewhere in there. So
we have an idea.
But from the center line of the road, you're going to have on 30-foot right-of-way, you're going to tack 15-foot to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Point is, it doesn't meet the current setback.
So it looks like it's about 30.
So now let's go. Now that we have that as a reference, that's what I was looking for, as a visual reference, let's go back down to hers, and let's take where that was and do it from the center of the road. Same scenario. And is it about the same or different than what we're just
the
looking at?
The old one?
No, proposed new one.
The new one's going to be shorter than the old one.
New one's going to be shorter than the old one. So we're
28 to the center.
28.
And then what was the other measurement?
I can't see that at all where it started.
Versus 32, I think.
Well, the red superimposed gets a clear view of the trees are gone.
Okay, so. Okay. Did you have another comment?
Yeah, if you're looking at that, see the roadway there and the lines drawn? That road is not in the center of an easement. That road and that Beaver Creek Drive got offset. County didn't put it where it
was. So it looks like it should be even further away from her property. Which then would add more distance, even though
this
it doesn't, though.
The property line, probably right there, see?
Uh-huh.
And there's stakes for that. And they're not 25 feet away. They're about 4 feet shorter. I made you do.
Yeah.
There's stakes, you can find them, that are putting their original.
Yeah.
Paul Fuller owns property right here. Yeah. And Paul Fuller guarantees he knows where the stake was, because his dad owns the market.
Okay. All right, thank you. Okay, applicant, do you have anything else you want to add to this?
What's that?
Oh, I'm talking to her.
Oh.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, basically just that we're sorry for the inconvenience. We didn't even know about setbacks in the house that we bought it before we even started, so we can't really shorten the home. We've already made the down payment on the home, and honestly, we got a really good deal on the house. That's part of the reason we got approved, because it was the floor model, so it was like, I think by the time we bought it, $12,000 cheaper than if we had bought not the floor model, if that makes sense. Like, they do discounts on the ones that you get to walk through. So yeah, that's kind of really the only reason we're in this position where we don't have a whole lot of options.
Okay.
But we aren't trying to inconvenience anybody either. So yeah, I think that's all.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, well, we're going to close this for discussion, and I'd like to hear what the board thinks about this and see if we can make a decision.
Yeah, I personally don't have an issue with it.
Okay.
It looks to be similar to the other places in the neighborhood to me.
Okay. Well, my opinion would be that it falls right in line with what was already kind of there.
Yeah.
And the precedence has already been set with many other things that are currently there. And some of the examples we just measured, it pretty much is about the same as what she's looking to put in there to begin with.
That's so, what she's asking for.
Exactly. So that would be my opinion, too. Corey?
Not just similar to what was with there, but similar to the houses on either side. It looks like it's going to be approximately the same setback as those. It almost seems unfair to hold them to a higher standard. And I recognize that there may be covenants to say otherwise. Well, they've got a method to go and enforce that then. That's not for us to...
For us to enforce. Yeah. You know, covenants is not our part to enforce. I agree. David, do you have any thoughts on that?
No, I agree. I mean, I think that, you know, where we have setbacks, a lot of these things are proximity to the road for life safety issues and things like that.
Yeah.
Remember, the mobile home is tilted the other direction. The front door is actually further away from the road than these other homes would be. So, you know, from that standpoint of getting out of your vehicle and going back and forth through the front door, it's actually safer than some of the other homes that are there that would actually meet that 25-foot setback. So, I don't see that there's a problem with it, especially if it's going back in approximately the same place. And not only that, you're allowing better access to the sewer than was there before.
Yeah, I think that could cause more of a detriment not being able to access and clean the sewer in case of emergency than putting something on top of it. So, okay, well, I think with those thoughts, would anybody like to make a motion on this?
I would move to approve variance number, trying to get to it, too many pages.
Please.
Variance number 22-007V in its current form.
Okay. Do we have a second on that?
I'll second that motion.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Okay. Scott, do we have, let me make sure I don't miss anything here. I'm a little rusty today. All right, do we have any old or new business, Scott?
I do not have any.
Okay.
We've got three variances for October. So setbacks, a side, a front, and a back, maybe. I can't remember. I was going over in a day. But there'll be three separate variances for the October meeting.
Okay, perfect. All right.
I would move to adjourn.
All right, a second.
That.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.